Kedusha. I don't think we have to add much, much more. We can see it. That for the sin for those people, Harachmon Etzlon, are not careful, not scrupulous. But then from garments, of course, it's not only garments, many other areas as well. But since I was asked to speak about the garments, and not only garments, the power of garments, I don't have to mention, everybody knows what goes on, especially in those families where the mother is not 100% careful about it, what happens to their children. He, the Rebbe, says, Nagia be'od benefesh. Let me just tell you now a story. Years back, there was asked here, Lubavitch wanted to make a program on television about Kabbalah. They asked somebody should be sent from Lubavitch on this program, a secular program, speak about Kabbalah, about a representative from Kabbalah, from Lubavitch. So I was asked I should go on this television program, TV program, and speak the essence, the meaning, and so on of Kabbalah. This was Thursday night. Motzei Shabbos, somebody calls me up. He says, Rabbi Bengel, I'd like to make an appointment. I'd like to see you with my son. And as soon as possible. So I tell him, what's the hurry, and where do you get my telephone number? He says, I saw you on the interview on this program on TV about Kabbalah. He says, I have a son. My son became a radical leftist. He studies in Stony Brook University. And he fell in love with a shikseder. They are engaged already. And he has no interest whatsoever but Yiddishkeit. Whenever he comes to our home, he lives with the shikse. Whenever he comes to our home, I speak with him about anything about Yiddishkeit, he doesn't want to hear about it. Whenever he comes, nothing could trigger his interest. This time, Thursday, he says, came to our house. And this was the program about Kabbalah. I called him over. I asked, maybe you are interested to see this program. He came and he listened. This program was over an hour. And he says he didn't take off his eyes from this program. So I thought to myself, since he's not interested in anything, but he's interested in the Kabbalah, so maybe you can do something. Maybe I can bring him over to you. He says, okay, Sunday night. I always give a shir, a class, Sunday, but you can come over at 11 o'clock at night. Then I'll be able to see him. Ladies and gentlemen, both came over. The father was a manufacturer of ladies' apparel, lived in Flatbush, very, very rich. They come from Hungary, but unfortunately, they came to America, they became fry, completely fry. He worked in his factory, Shabbos, and so on. Anyways, he came over Sunday night. We had a discussion, we started our discussion. So then his father says, with tears in his eyes, he says, Danny, what do I ask of you? They ask you so much. Only don't marry a shikse. Be like me. I also don't put on tefillin. I don't ask you to put on tefillin. I don't ask you to keep Shabbos. Also don't keep Shabbos. I didn't ask you to eat kosher. The only thing, be like me. I married a Yiddish wife, your mother. Be like me. And with tears in his eyes. You know what Danny answered? Pa, I'm exactly like you. How so? Your father kept Shabbos, you don't keep Shabbos. Your father ate kosher, you don't eat kosher. Your father put on tefillin, you don't put on tefillin. So you don't act like your father, so I don't have to act like my father. That's what he answered him. I'm exactly like you. But one step further. He didn't keep Shabbos, he married a shikse. He says, I'm exactly like you. I said to the father, you see what your son tells you. I promise you, if you start keeping Shabbos, I don't ask anything else, only Shabbos. I promise you, I'll make back your son should be